When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Please have a seat, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. But enough about me. Jon Batiste won 5 Grammys last night. 5! Come on, guys.
Come on.
Guys, we know that dude. That's our friend from work. Now, John's not here tonight. He's on his way back. He's still in airport security in Los Angeles explaining the 5 Grammy-shaped bulges in his pants. But he is represented up there in our dome this evening, right there. Yeah! Deep! John took home trophies for, Best Music Video, Best American Roots Performance, Best American Roots Song, Best Score Soundtrack for Soul, and The Whole Enchilada, Album of the Year. Album of the Year. Whole year. One album. Whole year. January to December. Calendar, fiscal, the whole thing. We Are, of course, the album's full name is We Are Gonna Win a Buttload of Grammys. I'm not surprised at all that John won Album of the Year. It doesn't surprise me at all. You know who was surprised? John. Take a look.
And the Grammy goes to... We Are... Jon Batiste!
You can tell he didn't expect to go on stage because he wore his most casual rhinestone bishop's vestments. The Pope needs to borrow his outfits. John's acceptance speech was incredibly moving. Here's how he kicked it off.
You know, I believe this to my core. There is no best musician, best artist, best dancer, best actor.
That's true. But there is a best album, and it's We Are by Jon Batiste. John also took a moment to talk about the role music has played in his life.
I love music. I've been playing since I was a little boy. It's more than entertainment for me. It's a spiritual practice.
That is lovely. Also, I'd like to apologize to John for interrupting his spiritual practice for years with jokes about Rudy Giuliani's wine-soaked buffoonery. And even though John won, he actually gave the audience an incredible prize, this performance of his song, Freedom.
I move my body just like this.
I can't believe I get a front row seat to that show every night. Right there. That's right there. That's it. Front row seat. I also can't believe I have to pay a scalper $600 for that seat. John ended the song by heading to the audience to dance on Billie Eilish's table. He does it all. He writes, he arranges, he sings, he dances. And right after the camera cut away, he made Billie Eilish some tableside guac. So unbelievably fresh. What's that thing called? The majotle? The majotle? Whatever. John wasn't the only winner at the Grammys. It was also a huge night for 19-year-old pop sensation Olivia Rodrigo, who won 3 Grammys, including 1 for Best New Artist. But as she was walking the red carpet, she accidentally dropped one of them and broke it. Now she has to buy it. Those are the rules. That's what it says on the bottom. One powerful moment was when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made an appearance and called on the artists there to support Ukraine.
The world, what's more opposite to music? Fill the silence with your music. Fill it today to tell our story.
Adding, but not you, Kanye. We're dealing with enough already. Thank you, though. Thank you. Zelensky's Grammy appearance comes at a critical time for his country. Russia has almost completely pulled back from the area around Kyiv. And now that they're gone, that is good news. That is good news, admittedly. That's good news. But now that they've pulled out, the world is getting a close look at the horrific path of destruction the Russians have left behind. And I'm not going to show you any of the footage because it's not safe for humans, but it's all over cable news if you want to go and find out what I'm talking about. Ukrainian officials describe what they found there as genocide and have launched an investigation into possible Russian war crimes. I'm going to save everybody some time and pull the possible out of that sentence. It's for sure war crimes. Investigation done. It's settled. Let's move on to something less obvious, like figuring out if a bear poops in the woods. Of course, if it's a Russian bear, they call it a special military defecation. There's one thorny issue with the war crimes issue. To hold a country responsible for war crimes, you might want to go through the UN Security Council, but as one of 5 permanent members, Russia would have veto power over any decision. That's insane. That's like if the Avengers consisted of Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Russia. While the world waits for Russia to be held accountable, the people of Ukraine continue to defend their country in surprising ways. Remember that that stalled, how long was it? Like a 40-mile-long Russian convoy of tanks and military equipment that was coming down from Belarus at the beginning of the war. Well, it was going to go down, it was going to circle Kyiv, end of story. And it never happened. And there was a lot of speculation about why the convoy stopped. Were they bogged down in the mud? Did they run out of fuel? Did they get caught in the left turn lane in Home Depot just past the Arby's on Maple Street? You don't see the turn only arrow till you're right at the light, and then you're screwed because you can't shift over. Well, it turns out Ukrainians stopped the convoy through a series of night ambushes carried out by a team of special forces and drone operators on quad bikes, which began 8 years ago as a group of volunteer IT specialists and hobbyists designing their own machines. Holy cow. That is... Yes. Ukraine is stopping Putin by tapping into their most precious resource, bored dads. Who's laughing about my drone-making hobby now, huh? Next, I'm gonna defeat the whole Russian brigade using only my elaborate model train set and my collection of empty hot sauce bottles. Hey, Ivan, eat ghost pepper ass blaster. How about some habanero colon killer? See, dads finish the sauces and they wash the bottles and they put a little shelf in their workroom. Ukrainian resistance isn't just in the sky, it's also in the kitchen. Because Russian troops are getting poisoned food from Ukrainian residents. Well, yeah. How you like them apples, Russia? And by the way, would you like an apple? Ukrainians know that Russians are coming into their homes to loot, so they're taunting the Russians by leaving behind notes reading, guess where the poison is? Damn, that is cold. You'd think the Russians would be good at that. It is their most popular board game. Wow. In addition, some 500 Russian troops have also become ill from alcohol poisoning of unknown origin. Now, I'm no doctor, but I'm gonna guess the origin of alcohol poisoning is alcohol. And how does a Russian get alcohol poisoning? Vodka is the top of the Russian food pyramid. The rest is potato. And...
Yeah.
Is potato.
It's potato.
is dead. In COVID news, certain people are now eligible for another booster, those of us 50 and older. Some folks are going overboard because a German man got 90 COVID shots. Almost got away with it, but the German authorities grew suspicious when the man presented his vaccine card.
More Late Show Poncho after this.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Very exciting. Very exciting. I gotta say, Lewis, Mr. Lampley, Andia, you guys have been killing it this week. Tomorrow night, we get John, Joe, and Nega will be back from the Grammys.
Finally.
You guys have been an amazing job for the last week. You guys sounded incredible. I understand. We have a special guest with us tonight over there. Who do we have here on guitar?
We have the incredible Randy Runyon on guitar.
Randy, thank you so much for being here. Good to see you.
Were you?
I'm so happy for you. Were you surprised at all? Like, what did you, when that album of the year came up? Because that's the award. That's the album.
It's the award.
The award. What did you think?
I did a literal double take.
You did?
I was like, because, you know, he kind of took a second getting the word we out. And it was like,
right.
We. And I it was like a Matrix moment. I didn't believe it. I heard like,
well, I already knew that John had won four of, like, because he was nominated for 11, and eight of them had been in the pre-ceremony.
Yeah,
like, that afternoon. He'd already won four. I'm like, well, I mean, he comes back a winner, including, you know, Video of the Year. Like, he's already a big deal. Then he lost the first two to, I think, to Silk Sonic, or something like that.
Yep.
I forgot. And then we get up to the Album of the Year, and I'm like, that's a brutal category.
Yeah.
There's some heavy hitters in there,
Olivia
man.
Rodrigo had.
Heavy hitters. And then Lenny Kravitz is up there. By the way, can we say something about Lenny Kravitz for a second? First of all, Are You Gonna Go My Way? Kills it with that.
Ooh.
But he's wearing, like, I think no shirt and leather pants. He's got a jacket on and the super
epic.
Cool glasses.
Yeah.
And I had to look up how old he was. I am 2 weeks older than Lenny Kravitz.
Get out.
I am 2 weeks
Get
older.
Out.
That's it. Which means, logically, 2 weeks ago, I could have pulled off that outfit. But now, I could have been in those leather pants. Those leather pants. And all I can think of when I see Lenny Kravitz in those leather pants, and we'll get back to John in a second, but when I think of Lenny Kravitz, did you ever see that photo from like 4 years ago when Lenny Kravitz was in concert and his pants split open?
Oh, yeah.
Legendary. And it was all just like hanging out like the elephant walk there. He doesn't wear underwear under his leather pants. That's what we learned in that moment.
Rockstar. That's the way the rock stars do it.
I guess so. It's a lot of talcum powder is all I gotta say. So I'm saying to Evie, I'm going like, yeah, well, listen, I mean, look, he's already got four Grammys. It's what a great night. What an amazing performance. He's got nothing. It's gonna be great. I mean, obviously, he's not gonna win this category because look at those people there. I mean, he's got every right to, but, you know, I don't know. It's who you know or whatever like that. And then when Lenny Kravitz says, we are, I'm like, oh, that's the name of John's album.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's the name of John's album. And the only person who had a stranger reaction than I did was John.
Was actually John.
What's going on?
He was like, what?
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to our friend. Can't wait to see him tomorrow night. Is that everything? Are we out? Should I go to commercial? How long have I been talking? How much of the act has just been on this and Lenny Kravitz's leather pants?
Almost 4 minutes.
And this whole act is supposed to be how long? Like five?
5 minutes.
We'll be right back.
Coming up, Shaquille O'Neal.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, my first guest this evening is a basketball Hall of Famer turned entrepreneur. He has just written his first cookbook, Shaq's Family Style Championship Recipes for Feeding Family and Friends. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Shaquille O'Neal. Hello.
The crowd kind of scared me.
The crowd scared you?
Yeah, I didn't know it was this many people in here.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, yeah. Up top. Oh, man.
Yeah. It's really nice to have you on the show. I've interviewed you once before, but that was over Zoom. You are larger in person, my friend. Really nice to have you on there.
I just getting ready to say I was sexy, but it's okay.
That's a given. We don't have non-sexy guests on the show.
Good point.
That's what the
good
C
point.
In CBS stands for.
So this
sexy.
This is my first time meeting you.
First time in person. We've talked over the Zoom, but
nice
never,
to meet you, sir.
Never pressed the flesh. Nice to
awesome,
see you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. I heard, and happy birthday, I heard it was a big one, the big 5-0. You turned 50 last month.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's older or younger, you or Charles Barkley?
Charles is way older.
He's way older.
Yes.
Way older.
Yes.
What do you mean by way?
Charles is 50 times dog years.
So he's 350. He's 350 years. Looks good for a 350-year-old man,
Charles Barkley does not look good. Stop it. Don't do that. No, he does not. Cut it out.
I'm gonna write that down.
Yes.
I'm gonna write that
write
down.
It down. Charles
not
Barkley,
good.
D-U-Z, not look good. Does.
Are you staying healthier than Barkley?
I sure am.
Yeah? What is this? I have heard about this condition here. What does that mean?
It's C-B-O-T-B? Does Charles Barkley over the belt belly. I don't want my belly to go over my belt. Because if you look at Charles, he has a Santa Claus juicy roll belly.
It's a juicy roll belly?
Juicy roll cinnamon bun belly. It's just...
You want to frost it sometimes.
Yes, you
there
do.
You go. The way to get around that is just never wear a belt.
Right. Well,
that's
you
one
can't
way.
Wear a belt. They don't make them in size. <They're> just... Telling you. I was like, I never, ever want to look like that.
Now, We had your dear friend, Charles Barkley, on. We've had him on many times. One of the times he was on...
Oh, you had Charles on the show more than me?
I can't remember. We'll count later.
All right.
But one of the times he was here, he said something about you, and I would like to get your response to what he said about you.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Who's more shameless in endorsements, you or Shaq?
Oh, Shaq got no shame. Zero. Let me tell you something.
No shame game?
Listen, every time I look at TV, there's no doubt in my mind he's gonna do tampons any day. It's just a matter of time.
Ladies, I'm Shaquille O'Neal. Stay fresh.
I bet that would sell.
Yeah,
I bet that would sell as long as it wasn't a partnership with Icy Hot. You represent some great products, by
the way.
Thank you very much.
I
got a patch on right now. I got a
Thank
patch
you.
On Icy Hot patch on right now.
Charles
now you've got
funny.
A new cookbook here. This is key. I'm very excited about this. Okay. Shaq's Family Style. With recipes so easy that, quote, even Charles Barkley could do it. What made you want to write a cookbook, Shaq?
Well, I like to eat a lot. Not as much as Charles, but I like to eat.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, I have three chefs, two Matts and a guy named Alex. And during the pandemic, when it was just nothing to do, I was like, I finally said, teach me how to cook that.
Oh, wow.
And they would teach me, and I'd go back. And I'm a guy, I'm a visual guy. Like, if I see somebody do it and then I start practicing it, I develop muscle memory. So, you know, before you knew it, I was cooking, you know, 10 to 15 dishes during the pandemic.
Have you ever done, like, a very specific kind of diet, like vegan or pescatarian or, like,
My favorite diet is called no diet. That's my favorite one.
How strict is that?
Not strict at all.
Not strict at all?
No. And my favorite saying is, like, when I eat something I'm not supposed to eat, oh, I guess I'll start my diet tomorrow.
You write that with food, you don't like all the foo-foo nonsense. What do you mean by the foo-foo nonsense? Like the foam or whatever they put on the...
I don't like rich people food.
Like what?
Like hors d'oeuvres.
You like hors d'oeuvres? How do you feel about appetizers, like apps for the table? You okay with that?
Certain apps, you know, like us regular people, we like chicken wings and, you know.
I like that.
I don't like...
Nobody's passing chicken wings to the people in the tuxedos.
I don't like going to these parties and the caviar, and I don't like all that stuff. I want chicken wings, pizza, and chips.
That's nice. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. This book is also, in some ways, a love letter to your mom, Lucille. When you think back to being a boy and your mom's cooking, like, what's the happy memory that comes back from your mom's cooking?
The happy memory is I would go in the cabinet looking for snacks and wouldn't see anything. And then she'd say, get out of here, boy. And then an hour later, it'd be the biggest, most finest bread we'd ever see. And she put a lot of love into it. Like, she would take a lot of things and just put it together. So I always said to myself, if I make it big time, I want to do something special for my mother, so this is dedicated to her. A lot of her recipes are in here. You know, I'm not
when you go home and you say, "Mom, I want special food," what is it? What's the thing you want her to make you?
It's different now. I tell my mother she's retired. I ask her what does she want, and I'll make sure that it gets done.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's nice. What about your kid? How many kids you got?
Six.
Do you cook for them? Do they like your food?
Yes, they better like it. This is all they're gonna get.
Are they impressed that you're Shaquille O'Neal? Do they care that you're Shaquille O'Neal?
No, they do not.
That's
they
nice.
Not. Yeah, like
that's
I,
nice.
Like I asked them, you know, who's your favorite player? Kobe. Who's your favorite player? LeBron. Right.
Who's paying the bills around here?
Yeah, exactly. No, but I have six wonderful children. You know, I teach them to be independent, respectful. You know, just have fun and. Whatever they want to become, they can become. I also tell them all the time, we don't need another basketball player in the family. I like to have a co-host,
cook.
A cook.
Do they cook with you? Do they like to cook with you?
No, they can't come in my kitchen.
Are you bossy in the kitchen? You're like, get out of here, you're going to scratch my Teflon?
Yes, yes. Very, 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 very bossy. I like to... Well, first of all, I have to have my cheat sheet. And, like, if there's too much going on, I can't concentrate. Because I have super ADHD.
So you have your cheat sheet down there, which is like these are basic steps for everything like that.
Like I get it and I read it and I write it down. I have to follow it and I don't want no noise, no nothing. So get out.
Well, I promise not to interrupt you later in the show when we're going to cook together. We're going to cook together right over here.
You're going to help me.
I hope so. I hope to help. I'm not going to get in your way. That's what I know.
What do you want to make? Something simple?
What? Whatever. You're the chef.
Well, let's make some.
Nothing frou-frou, please.
Yeah, no frou-frou.
The book is Shaq's Family Style. Yes, sir.
Let's make some Colbert Diesel brownies.
Colbert Diesel brownies? It's a deal. Shaq's Family Style is on sale tomorrow, but stick around. We're going to cook with Chef O'Neal. We'll be right back with Mayim Bialik, everybody.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Folks, you know my next guest tonight from her roles in The Big Bang Theory and Blossom, and is the new host of Jeopardy. She's now making her directorial debut with the film As They Made Us.
Mrs. Frey, I'm going to be blunt. I know you're continuing to make appointments weekly, but your husband is not going to get better.
So, Do you mean we brought him to a doctor, to a hospital where they can't fix him?
Ma, he's going to continue to decline at a more rapid rate now. And we need to talk about hospice.
Hospice? What is that?
Hospice means we don't think he can live longer than 6 months.
He's got to eat more. Maybe if you gave him an enema, it would make room for more food.
No, Mrs. Frey. You have to stop trying to force him to eat.
If he doesn't eat, he's gonna die.
Yes, Ma, he's going to die.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Mayim Bialik. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Now, we just had Shaq out here.
Yes,
and you
did.
And I were talking backstage about how truly large the man is. And, yeah.
Larger than life.
Yeah, exactly. And I was wondering, had you ever met him before? Had you ever done anything with him before?
He passed by me in the lobby of a hotel at an NBA All-Star game when I was, like, 15.
Wow, and it stuck with you.
He was in a gigantic fur coat.
So a man that large?
That's exactly what I said.
Yes.
That's a lot of fur.
So he looked like Chewbacca.
Now that you say it, yes.
This is a big week for you because
yes.
You're making your directorial debut.
Correct.
With the new film, As They Made Us. And I've got a couple of shots here of you. This is, looks like you're climbing a tree, but you're actually directing at this point,
no,
aren't you?
No, we were taking our cast and crew photo and there wasn't room for me, so I climbed a tree.
But you're the director. You put yourself in the tree?
Better than putting myself in the corner.
I guess so. And you wrote it.
I did.
Why was this? What was this, like, the first thing, like, first film you direct has to be very personal. What is it, why did you want to tell this story so much?
I didn't necessarily want to write it. I felt a need to write some of these things down. My father of blessed memory died 7 years ago, and there's a very traditional year of mourning. In traditional Judaism, there's a year of a very deep immersion in lots of emotions and feelings and avoiding a lot of interaction with, you know, things that normally bring joy. And, you know, it's a year of mourning. And after that, a lot of things tend to open up emotionally. And what I started feeling compelled to do was write. I wasn't thinking, I'm going to make a movie and I'm going to cast Dustin Hoffman and Candace Bergen. I wrote, as many writers do, because we feel we have to. And I thought, oh, now they'll hire a real writer to write it. And when I showed it to my agency, they said, no, you wrote it. Now we need to find a director. And I said, oh, they'll hire a real director. I haven't directed like this. But I kind of knew how I wanted it to look. And so here we are.
Here's what you look like. There you are. Directing on set.
Yep.
They're on set. Would you...
In a cemetery.
In a cemetery.
Spoiler alert, there's a cemetery.
Right. Okay. I understand there was a tradition you started on set.
Oh, I mean, it was a tradition started thousands of years ago.
You brought it to set.
Well, when Friday night came, on the first Friday that we were filming, it felt appropriate to bring in the Sabbath. And we did a communal cast and crew and whoever wanted to observe. We lit candles. We had kosher grape juice. And my fantastic makeup artist, Sasha Borax, she would get challah for us so that we could make a full Shabbat. And sometimes we would keep working, as it were. Mm-hmm. But many people said they've never had Shabbat on a set. And even Jewish crew members, they were like, hot lighting guy is Jewish? Awesome. So we opened up the dating pool as well.
The film has a lot of people, a lot of reminiscences of the trips that the daughter has with the father. And I wanted to ask about these two photos here, which you brought in yourself. You took some trips with your dad.
My father and I took four father-daughter road trips. And one of them, we went to our own personal Mecca, which is Hibbing, Minnesota, the birthplace of Robert Zimmerman, also known as Bob Dylan. And that is Bob Dylan's childhood home, or so they told us, and we took pictures in front of it.
Is it? Did you find out later that it wasn't, or is it?
I'm going to believe that it is, and I'm not going to go on social media when
there's
people
no
tell me it's
not. There's no sign or anything outside?
It's a very small town. They're like, go to that corner. That's his house. We did. We took a picture.
Wow.
And we tell people like you about it.
Besides the fact that he's a brilliant artist, what is it about Dylan that you and your father shared?
Well, so my father and I had a very deep musical collection. My dad was didn't play any instruments, but had a beautiful ear. And kind of for every year of my life, there was a song that he always played in the house for most of that year. Mm. So I have kind of a built-in soundtrack of my life. And so when I made As They Made Us, I wanted to tell it three ways, with words, with images, and with music. So music is also a huge part of the film as well.
So there was, there'd be one song of Dylan's that would kind of dominate the year?
Pretty much, like...
Like what?
I mean, it would depend. Like, one year it was Joker Man, which is off Infidels, which is a great album and one of my favorite songs. And then another year it would be Abandoned Love, or like when Bootleg 1 through 3 came out. Like, that's all we played.
Do you have a favorite Dylan song?
Oh, it's like picking, do you have a favorite child? Like, you kind of do, but you don't talk about it on Colbert.
Let's assume, have you met Bob Dylan?
I have met Bob Dylan. He apparently was friends with Bette Midler, and I was in this movie, Beaches, when I was 13. And I got a call when I was like 17 from my agency at the time saying, Mr. Dylan has requested your presence backstage at the Hollywood Bowl. And I said, I guess I'll be there. And I was...
Like, you weren't planning to go.
No! Why, who goes to the... Santana, it was going to be crowded. I wasn't going to go. I went backstage as directed at the time that they told me. And he said, Bette Midler speaks highly of you, and I hope you enjoy the show. It was crazy. It was very nice. That was it, though.
That's it?
That's it.
Did you...
He didn't ask if he should sell his musical catalog. Like, he's not checking in with me.
Wow.
Yep.
So your favorite Dylan song is what?
I'm not saying. I'll save it for next time.
It was lovely to
Great
see
to
you
see
again.
You.
I am so much. Jeopardy airs weeknights. And the film, As They Made Us, is in theaters and on demand this Friday. Also, Call Me Cat on Fox. When we come back, Cooking with Shaquille O'Neal.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
We're back with the athlete turned entrepreneur, sports analyst, DJ, and now author of his very first cookbook. Please welcome back Shaquille O'Neal, everybody. Shaq, good to have you here. There you go. All right, Shaq, what are we doing here? What are we making today?
We're making Colbert Diesel Oreo brownies.
Colbert Diesel?
Yes.
What's the diesel part?
Diesel is me.
You're Diesel. Okay, all right.
You're Colbert.
I'm Colbert. Got it.
And the Oreo, black and white.
Oh, there you go. Sure.
You ready?
Sure. I'm absolutely ready. So I've got melted chocolate here. That's always a good start.
Not
what's going to happen
not
next?
Yet. First, we start with the eggs.
All right. How many eggs you need?
All of them.
All of them? Watch this. One hand crack. Look at that.
Oh, sure.
Come on, baby.
Okay, keep going. Okay. There you go.
One hand crack. There you go. I have no idea how much shell I'm putting in there. Okay.
So we stir this till it gets fluffy, about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Should I turn it up a little bit? Or is that, no, that's as fast as it goes?
Shh, you're interrupting, sir.
We don't have...
There you go.
3 minutes is a long time on a late night show, that's all I'm saying.
That should be 1 minute.
It's a long time. Yeah, hold on.
1 minute, 45.
I can hear some of my shell in there. I can hear. It's that's like car
minutes.
Wheels on a gravel road.
Two
now listen,
30.
Is this, so we're doing brownies. Is that the diet for an elite athlete?
3 minutes, I'm not an elite athlete, I'm retired, sir. You take this right here. Mm-hmm. And you can pour that in there.
I pour this in here?
Yes, you pour it in.
It's not too hot, but it's going to cook the eggs.
Oh,
it's so
just
hot.
Listen, this
all right,
is
here we go.
Yeah, pour it all in there. There
I forgot, it's TV.
Yes,
we can just
go.
Lie to the people. There you go.
It's not going to cook that. No, no,
oh,
not
no,
yet.
No, don't
not
do
yet.
That.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You gotta add more stuff.
I overstepped my boundaries.
Yeah. Know what that is?
Brown sugar.
Okay, good job.
Thank you.
Dump that all in there.
All right, that's nice. I've done this before.
Okay, smart guy. Which one is this?
Whoa, that is just chocolate powder, right?
Nope, cocoa. No,
that's
not
the same thing. That's what
chocolate
powder
is.
What is
this?
What is that?
That'll be vanilla.
That is vanilla, baby.
Oh,
that's
good
me.
Job. Okay. What's
that's
this?
Me. That is salt.
Man, you're
that's
good.
A lot of salt,
it
man.
It is.
Okay.
And then sugar.
That is sugar right there. Yeah. And then what's that over there? Is that the diesel?
No, this is Oreos. More Oreos.
Oreos. Okay.
Yep.
Do we put that?
You can put right. that in there. Don't turn up so high. You're gonna mess your seat up.
I feel like I've really gotten off to a bad start.
No,
well, this
good.
Is That's kicking up a fair amount of dust. I hope no one has allergies. That looks fantastic. Now, do you lick the beater? You know, if someone's good, like if the kids are in the kitchen, they're good. They get to lick like the batter, the beater off the batter.
No, sir.
You don't.
No.
Okay. No big deal. No judgment. No judgment.
Yeah.
You know.
Charles may lick the beater, but I don't lick the beater.
Now we are. That's good.
All right, you ready?
We're looking good. Now.
Help me out.
Wait, hold on, I got you. I'm on it.
One for me.
There you go.
No, not all of it.
And not all, I'm not doing all of it.
And one for you.
There you go.
Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, we're coming for you. Let you know right now. All right, come on over here.
Have you met Martha?
Yes, I know Martha very well.
You know Martha very well. I just asked if you had met her. You don't have to brag.
I'm just. All right, let's crush some Oreos.
Some crush some Oreos? We just take them, just take your hands and just crush them?
Yeah, just crush them on top. Yeah, just like that.
Mm-hmm. And this, what this is gonna give me my protein. What is this?
A lot of protein.
There you go.
All right. Then you come over here. You know what this is?
That is two cans of Spam. What is that?
No, it's dulce de leche.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so it's...
Sweetened milk.
Yes, it's sweetened milk. And you know if you cook sweetened milk for an hour or two, it turns into caramel.
That's been cooking for a couple hours?
Yes.
Sealed. So that's not going to explode and cover you
it will not.
Flaming sweetness.
So I got one.
I'm gonna back off a little bit. I'm gonna back off just a little bit.
It's kind of hot.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm not.
Careful.
Because it turns into caramel, buddy. See, look at that. Ah. Oh,
for real?
Pour it in like that.
Do you need help?
Yeah, I need your help.
Need help?
There Come you go. On, Martha and Snoop are watching us. Let's go. All right, right there. There you go.
There you go. There it is.
All right,
okay,
that's
good.
Nine. One for you.
Now what do we do?
Got a whisk.
Got a whisk?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Where'd you learn these recipes, Jack?
YouTube.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you doing like videos? Oh, is this peanut butter?
Of course it is.
You didn't say of course. Yes. Did you say anything about peanut butter? You said nothing about peanut butter.
Because everybody knew it was peanut butter, sir.
I just got up here and it didn't smell like Dolce Leche. It smells like peanut butter.
Now we can go to the future.
All right, I'm ready to go to the future. Is it down here?
Look what we made. Wow. Are you kidding me? No whipped cream, sir. Ice cream.
No.
Would you like some here? Get a
plate. Sure, I'll take some ice cream. There you go. Yeah. We're going to give this to the audience. What are we going to do with this?
And then you put some of this on top of it.
Oh, damn, son. That is good. That'll do it. Look
yes,
at that.
It will.
Look at
yes.
that. Look who's winning.
Yes, right there. Bow.
I am winning.
That's how you make
good.
It.
And this is, you are ready for the playoffs.
Charles
right there.
Barkley, I got your appetizers. That's it.
The book. The book is Shaq's Family Style. The man is Shaq.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Podshow? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.